Cleaning up coastal areas today might stir up pollution from the past. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Many waterways have been contaminated by pollution from factories, sewers, and farms. As people try to clean up this pollution, they might stir up more problems with other contamination. The problem is mercury, and it's been accumulating in coastal areas for years. William Fitzgerald is a marine chemist at the University of Connecticut, and he's studying mercury at the bottom of Long Island Sound. The sound extends east from New York City past the shores of Connecticut and Rhode Island. Fitzgerald says the mercury in Long Island Sound is trapped in the sediment.
Most coastal regions, particularly in developed countries like the United States, have had a lot of use of mercury in the past. And so we have a huge, and that's not an exaggeration, mercury burden, which we call legacy mercury, that's in the sediments. And one question is, what portion of this legacy mercury from the past is participating in today's cycle?
Fitzgerald says a lot of this legacy mercury is inactive right now, but that could change as people clean up coastal areas. As water quality improves, water chemistry might change and activate the buried mercury. That might trigger its transformation into a toxic form known as methylmercury. And methylmercury can accumulate in fish and people.
One of the societal goals is, of course, just to clean up coastal areas, make things healthier. And oddly, the healthier the sediments, the more likely you enhance the methylation of mercury. And so this is kind of an unintended consequence.
Fitzgerald says water cleanups should continue, but coastal managers should keep in mind the problems with mercury that might arise. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.